This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi everyone, welcome to the very first Carnage Cast Extrasode, a bonus to your regular dose of Carnage Cast. This Extrasode is dedicated to FlashCon, a one-day mini-convention hosted at the Howe Library in Hanover, New Hampshire, the first weekend of February 2012. Organizer Gordon Spaeth tells us more.
Now, interview with the gamer.
Hi everybody, and welcome to Interview with the Gamer. Tonight we're talking with Gordon Spaeth, who's organizing FlashCon in Hanover. Hi Gordon, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, happy to be here. What is FlashCon going to be?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it's going to be. It seems like, I have gone to a couple game conventions, and I just don't see enough game action, I don't think, here in the Upper Valley, and I'd really like that to change. So I've done this sort of as an extension of a youth gaming group that I run, and it's just going to be a one-day activity, and we'll be at the Howe Library in Hanover, and we're hoping to get, if I could get a dozen or so games per session, I think that'd be pretty successful.
What kind of games are you thinking about?
Really anything. I think we're looking to run, the plan is to run two sessions. We're going to run a morning session that'll run from about 10:15 until 12:15, and then we'll run an afternoon session that will go from 12:45 until about 4:30. So I'm looking to get, some good sort of anybody can play family friendly type games in the first 2 hours. So Dominion, I have someone that might be running, Age of Empires, and we'll find plenty to do. Maybe Carcassonne, just games that are really good introductory games for people so that anyone that has kids or that's just sort of interested in gaming and doesn't really know a lot about it can get in and play and have a good time. And then I think the afternoon session will be a little more intense for the people that have more experience with games and want to play something that's in depth, Agricola or maybe Android or something a little meatier.
Right. So this you want to have something for the newcomers as well as the old hands.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of what I'd like to have. I mean, anyone that wants to stay, for that longer session is more than welcome. So it's just really, I just want to get more people involved. I know there's a solid gaming group in this area, and they meet over at Triple Play on Wednesday nights, and I know there are some other people that just meet individually.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are a lot of people that just don't understand how cool games are, I think a lot of people, you say that you want to play board games to them, and it turns into they think, well, I have Monopoly, and I have these other games that just, they say that, and it just really, it's like nails on the chalkboard for me.
Yeah,
because there's just so many really good games out there, and I think that not enough people know about them. So I'd like that to change. I have. Two grade school age kids, and like I said, I've been running this game group. This is the second year that I've been doing this, and it's still slow. And so I think that instead of just trying to get people to come to me, I'm trying to get out to people.
Okay. So your main drive with FlashCon is to open up the local gaming community.
Yeah, it really is. I want more people to see beyond, what people typically think of as board games, the people that aren't gamers. So that's the hope. And, what I'm really hoping is that if this goes well and I can get, if we could get 20, 30, even 40 people, I think that'd be great. And I think it would be a good sign that we could do more of this and do events at other area libraries, other area schools even to try and get, those kids and those parents more involved and just really get things to take off. I went to my first game convention 2 Novembers ago up at Carnage, and mm-hmm. and it was great. And I had been involved in games before then, but it was so neat to see that many people getting together. That are all just there to play, and so if you can recreate that even on a small scale, I think day long events are great too. I think some people get intimidated by a bigger event like that where they think, I don't have 3 days to spend, I don't have 2 days to spend. But
right.
If they have even a morning or an afternoon, that maybe that will grab them and get them more into it.
Yeah, when you break it down like that, it can make it a little more accessible to people who are afraid to or unwilling to invest that much time.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. We'll see if the practice works as well as the theory should work. But
so, if you want to bring in new people who are new to the gaming hobby, where are you reaching out to them to let them know about this?
Well, I am doing advertising, or will be doing advertising through the library itself, and I've just. I put some different notices out on the Triple Play forums and on the Green Mountain Gamer forums, and just trying to let people know that this is happening. And we'll kind of see if that was really more of an attempt to get people that might want to run games or that have more knowledge of the games that really would be interested in doing it.
Right.
But other than that, I'm also going to be sending out notices to the different schools through the different PTOs, that sort of thing. And we'll see what we get.
Mm-hmm. One thing you might you mentioned earlier, other libraries. One thing you might want to look at if you haven't already is the American Library Association has had a National Game Day the last couple of years, and that's been a pretty younger age friendly event that is sort of driven by people who are willing to throw in with it, I guess, rather than just the libraries doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have heard of that. We actually missed it this last year, but I was just because we were out of town. So I've been really interested in that. I don't really have a lot more information about it, but it sounds like a really neat program.
Yeah. At the very least, it's a nice way to hook in with a whole network that's getting the word out about it. FlashCon, you said, is an extension of a youth gaming group you've done the last 2 years. Can you tell us about that?
I started last fall. I just decided it would be a fun idea to have a way to introduce kids into more complex games because, like I said before, you see these kids and they play games that aren't games, that are just like activities.
Right.
And I don't think that's acceptable. I think kids, especially kids today, are more sophisticated than that. They can figure out these things. And it's really been surprising to see how. I mean, most of my kids are between fifth and sixth grade, and it's really great to see. I mean, the younger level, it is more just that they're trying to get the mechanics down. They're trying to figure out. Okay, how exactly it does the game play. But it's nice because once you get into even the third grade level, but definitely the fourth, fifth grade level, I mean, those kids, they play the game once, and then when they play the next time, they're really thinking about the strategies that are involved with what you're doing, be it a board game or card game or even role-playing games. It's really fun to see them sort of grow into these things. The group was playing D&D. I introduced that to them. It was fourth edition. Mm-hmm. So, it was sort of more just figuring out the combat aspect of it. So, we're going through and I was being the GM at that point, and we got to a situation where one of the characters wanted to move, and this girl was saying, "Well, I want to do this, but I can't because all these people are in the way." And another boy in the group said this boy was a second grader at the time, said, "Oh, well, why don't you just use your face step?" And the girl was like, "Oh, that's right. That's a great thing to do." And made a really great move and ended up helping out a lot. So, I like that sort of stuff. I like seeing kids come up with, these interesting strategies that you kind of wonder, like, wow, what's this kid going to become in 10 years or, yeah. or 20 years.
And there's that collaborative element too, where they start working together.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was great. I mean, it was really nice to see. So I think that's why I like doing the game club. And I've sort of more focused on just the school here in town in Hanover, mm-hmm. but you know, I'd love to try and get some other towns, other schools involved. I know, Lyme, New Hampshire, which is just up the road, their PTO has sort of organized a game night, and I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I'm trying to get in contact with them to, you know, sort of see what they're thinking games are versus what I might be thinking good games are.
Right. When somebody comes to the game group for the first time, what's it like, the sort of the meeting and the acclimation and learning of how to play a game?
Well, it sort of depends on the night, because I do try to sort of break things up so that, you know, one night maybe we'll be doing a miniatures night where we're just dealing with miniatures, and I like to do that for the really little kids because it's so visceral, you know, they see the things and they can get really into that. And you know, really what we try and do is whenever anyone comes in, and depending on the number of kids that I have, we'll break it into two or maybe three different games, depending on the size. And, you know, I'll just let the kids sort of make their own choices. I mean, I run the club, it's 2 hours just after school. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we'll usually spend maybe 5 or 10 minutes just kind of picking out what games they want to play. And if they can't figure them out, then I'll just choose one and then we'll set it up. But, it generally tends to work out really well. It's been interesting to see, you know, because I've met actually a lot of gaming parents through doing the game club, and so it's always neat to see what kind of games these kids have experienced. And you know, I've gotten to play a lot of games that I borrowed from them as well, so that's kind of nice. But it's nice. It's really good to have new people come in. Just, you know, they are a little, especially when we're playing a game that the other kids know, it's a little more difficult, but the kids are so, at least around here, they're just so welcoming that they have no problem just helping the person out in anything that they might have questions about. So it's been good.
Well, it's great to hear that players can be so welcoming. That's sometimes a concern with people who are coming into it for the first time, that no one's going to be very welcoming, but it sounds like they're right on track.
Yeah, well, I think the age also has something to do with it, because, you know, especially in those grade school years, those kids, once they've figured something out, they're just so excited to be able to teach it to someone, because it just makes them feel like, you know, they're the master.
Right.
So yeah, it really hasn't been a problem at all.
Have you ever seen someone come away from the group and start trying to teach their parents the game?
I have. I've had a lot of kids that when the parents may drop back by to pick them up, they'll be like, we have to get this game. We've got to get this game. So, and some of the games that I play are stuff that is out of print and that you can't really get very easily. And so I sort of have to try and explain how I got them and where they might be able to find them. But yeah, no, the kids get excited about doing that too. They definitely have games that they've taken home with them, or ideas for games that they want to get, and it's been good.
We've talked a bit about where you want to see your game group and FlashCon go. Is there a particular goal you have in mind for the near future?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I would love to get this going. I'd like to see it succeed enough that I'm able to find more places, like I said, to, you know, to do some of the other libraries around town or the schools or even town halls, whatever works out best, but just in the local area so that, you know, there is something going on, you know, every week maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think it would work out for at least my hope is that it would work out for the local town libraries and whatnot, you know, to do something every couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months, and just sort of set up a rotation so that people would just sort of know that there was a FlashCon going on somewhere. I thought
right.
That was just sort of my idea of calling it FlashCon, was that, you know, it just springs up and sort of organic, and it may require a little more planning than what I've done for this one, but hopefully it's something that if it's repeatable, it just happens. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Have you found there's any particular challenges in getting this one ready to go, or has it been smooth sailing?
It's actually been really fairly easy. The biggest problem I actually had was the date. I had originally wanted to run the event the next weekend, and it turns out that Tilt Factor, which is game design group at Dartmouth College, who is also probably going to show up at FlashCon, that they had an event that they wanted to do that weekend, and they're doing some testing of some of their new games. And hopefully that's something that will also come out during our event, is that, you know, the Tilt Factor is going to be there and show some people how games can be designed and how you can do that sort of thing. But really, no, it's been great working through the library. I mean, I'm a regular there. I'm at the library probably every other day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really, really, they've been really helpful. And it's been great. They've been offering to help me to do the advertising. And so I'm hoping that I'll have the same experience with other places that I try to set things up. You know, just thinking about it now, I'm thinking, are there restaurants that have slow evenings that would be interested in doing something like this? I don't know, but
I have heard of places that do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely coffee houses as well, because they're used to people being there for a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a perfect setup for them as well. You know, it's a way for them to have people in, and everyone's got to eat, everyone's got to drink. So yeah. So that might be a venue we go to as well.
Mm-hmm. So FlashCon is coming up. When and where is it, that so people know precisely where to go on what day?
Okay, so the FlashCon will be at the Howe Library in Hanover, New Hampshire. It's going to be February 4th, and the plan is for the games to begin at 10:15. The library opens at 10, so the games will begin at 10:15. And the first session will run from 10:15 to 12:15, and then we'll take about a half an hour in the middle. So if people want to run across the street and get something to eat or need to take a break, they'll have a little time to do that. And then the second session will be starting up at start at 12:45, and we'll go to about 4:30, because the library closes at 5 pretty much promptly. So I think half an hour should hopefully be enough time to get the 8-10 tables that we'll have cleaned up.
As long as you're not playing Android.
Well, yeah, I've discovered that. Especially if you're dealing with new players, that's one that can last quite a while. But we'll see.
And right now you're looking for people to teach games, right?
Yeah, just anyone that's interested in running games, that'd be wonderful. I have two people so far that have offered to run games during the morning and in the afternoon. And then myself as well. So anyone that has 2 hours or 4 hours in the afternoon, or has all day, that has a game that they just feel everyone needs to have the experience of playing, can contact me through either the Green Mountain Gamers website, or you can check me out on the Triple Play forums, or if you need to contact me, I can give out my email address as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll have links in the show notes for the Triple Play forum and your Green Mountain Gamers profile.
Okay, great. Great, thank you.
Sure. And that's all. People should get hold of you in time for that. And it's all happening on February 4th.
Yes.
Which is Unity weekend, but it's...
Yeah, that was why I originally wanted the 11th. But I'm hoping that people that may not have had the gumption to make it all the way down to Unity Games will... we'll find this to be an alternative.
Yeah, and the weather could play out in your favor.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, well, Gordon, I wish you luck with FlashCon and keeping the group going.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's nice to talk to you again, Tyler.
You too.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.